Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. And we're learning today, Le'ili Nishmas. Herbert Haskell, Chaim Ben David, Rabbi Jack Goldman, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Gershon, Harold Engelstein, Menashe Tzvi Ben Yitzhak Isaac, and David Goldberg, David Ben Azriel Zelik. All the Neshamas that we've learned for should have an Aliyah. We begin today's share on Yud Zayin Umar Aleph, about 8 lines down from the top, continuing our discussion about various individuals, how they're going to be punished, Rachmona Litzlan, if they deserve to be punished. So the Gemara tells us, Poshe Yisrael Begufan, people who Nebuch Mordim, they're sinning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their guf. The Gemara will explain, this is talking about people who don't put on tefillin. Poshe Umos Olam Begufan, and likewise, the sinners of the world who are rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're sinning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their bodies. The Gemara will tell us that this means talking about sexual immoralities. So all of these individuals, Yordim LeGehenim, they're going to go down to Gehenim. V'nidunin ba Shnei Motzei Chodesh, they'll be judged there for 12 months. And Li'achar Shnei Motzei Chodesh, Gufan Kole, V'nishmoson Yisrefes. And after that 12-month period of time, their bodies will be totally destroyed, and their neshamas will be burnt as well. These are such serious sins, the Poshi Yisrael Begufan and the Poshi Yisrael Olam Begufan, that they're going to have the ultimate clear, the ultimate destruction. The Ruach, and what's going to happen then with their souls after they're burnt? The Ruach, the wind, is going to spread out. If Azarstan, Tachas Kapos Ragli Tzadikim, the ashes that will be created from the burning of their souls, so these ashes will be spread out underneath the Kapos. The Kapos, literally, Kap is your palm, so on your foot, it means the bottom part of your foot, the sole. So Kapos Ragli Tzadikim, the feet of the Tzadikim will be stepping on the ashes of these people. As is based upon the Pasuk that we have from Malachi, where it says, Shenemar Vasosem Rishoyim, Ki Yu Efer Tachas Kapos Raglechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will step on the Rishoyim. That's what Vasosem Rishoyim means. And they will become the dust, the ashes, underneath the feet of the Tzadikim. Okay, the Gemara continues. There's another group of people that are even in a worse shape. Aval Haminin, V'hamasoros, V'apikorsim. What are these three categories of people? So Rashi explains that the minim are ha'anoshim asher hovchu divrei Elokim chayim l'ra. They're the ones that twist HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words and turn them into evil. Kigon the tztukim and baisusim. These are the tamidim of tzadik and baisus who never went off the derech and they learned everything in a very literal way and didn't accept the Torah Shabbal Peh. So they twisted the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, Lo sivar reish v'chol mosh v'sechem. You're not allowed to have a fire in your house on Shabbos, so you weren't allowed to have any fire in your house on Shabbos. They misunderstood. They translated some of the psukim literally without the interpretation of the Torah Shabbal Peh. And therefore, they're twisting. Tosos brings down that there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah as to what exactly are the status of these minim between Rav Acha and Ravina and Ayin Sham. And there's a famous mnemonic that says that min is mei yeshu notzri, that these are tamidim of Yoshka. In any event, these are a very bad group of people, the minim. The next one was the mesoros. The mesoros, Rashi explains, are those that are informing, malshinim, shemos rimomu yisrael, biyad ovdei kochavim. They tattletale on the Jews and they turn over the money from the Jews and cause that money to be grabbed and taken from the Jewish people and given to the Ovdei Kochavim. So that's the Moseros. And then you have, finally, the Apikorsim. Apikorsim, Rashi explains over here, are Mevaza Tamidei Chachamim. Those are the people that go and embarrass Tamidei Chachamim. Now, there are many other definitions that various Rishonim use for all three of these, but we'll leave this for now, like Rashi really explains. And the next category is Shekofru B'Torah. So Rashi explains over here, those are the ones that say, Omrim ain Torah min Hashemayim. They say that things aren't divine. Moshe was a very smart person, and Moshe wrote this book, this code of law, very nice. But they deny that it's divine. And this is another category of very, very evil people. The next category is the Shekofru B'Tchias HaMesim, those that deny that there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back Mechayim HaMesim, he's going to bring back the people that died and bring them back with their bodies and bring them back as human beings again. And the famous Vart is that if you deny Tchias HaMesim, you will be 100% correct. You will not be Mechayim at the time of Tchias HaMesim. So this is, again, a very, very evil group of people. Now, the next words, Rashi says we shouldn't be goris, but most have them in the Gemara, so we'll read them anyway. Rashi says really that just explains the previous group of people. Others say this is a separate category in itself. Those that are separating themselves from the way that the tzibur is going. So Rashi says, lo garsidon, because he says, dainu kohani, all of the above, the five categories that we just said, the Minin, the Mesoros, the Apikorsim, the Kofru B'Torah, and the Shekofru B'Tchias HaMesim, those are all Poresh Midayach HaTzibur. So Rashi says they shouldn't be Goris, these words over here. Others say that it means those individuals that separate themselves from Tzibur. Poresh Midayach HaTzibur is somebody who doesn't go along with the Tzibur. The Tzibur is having a hard time, and he says, that doesn't affect me, doesn't involve me. I don't have to have any sympathy for the rest of the Tzibur. So if the Tzibur is having a hard time, and he says, no, that's nothing to do with me, so such a person is also a very evil person. Next group of people is Shenosnu Chitosom. We're going to see that the word Chitosom means Pachdom. They put fear, the Eretz Chaim. They put the fear into people. And we'll see that this is leaders of the Tzibur that put unnecessary fear into the populace. They're too strong, they're too strict over the populace. And the final category is Veshechotu. Vehechtiu Eserabim. This is a Choti Umachti. The classical example of this is Gemara tells us, Kigon Yeravam ben Nevot v'chavei Rav. Yeravam ben Nevot was originally a great Talmud Chacham. He was the head of the Sanhedrin, and he was asked to become the king when, unfortunately, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, Rechavam, didn't go do exactly as he was supposed to. And originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there'll be two kingdoms. There'll be the Jewish kingdom of Malchus Yehuda and the Jewish kingdom of the northern kingdom, Malchus Yisrael. And Yeravam ben Nevot, when he saw that he wasn't going to be able to have the Beis HaMikdash in his territory, and he would have to stand in the Beis HaMikdash, and Rechavim would be able to sit down as the descendant of Malchus Beis David. So Yeravim unfortunately sinned. He set up alternative Beis HaMikdashes, two of them in the northern kingdom. And unfortunately, originally, while they were intended to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they eventually became houses of worship for Avodah Zarah. So he was a Chote himself, and he was Machti. He caused all the other people to sin as well. So he's the paradigm of this person that's a Chote Umachti. So all these categories of people that we just mentioned, Yordim LeGehenim, they're going to go down to Gehenim, V'nidonim Bo L'Dorei Doros. It won't be a 12-month period of time. They're going to be judged for all the generations, L'Dorei Doros, forever. And they're going to continue to be punished. And this is based upon the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shenemar, the Pasuk says that V'yotsu V'ro B'figrei Hu'anoshim Haposhim Bi V'gomer. This Pasuk from Yeshaya tells us that they will go out and people will see all the bodies, all the pigrei anoshim, all the dead bodies of these people that were poshibi, that were sinning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that were rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk continues, as often is the case, the begoma over here is the critical part. Ki solatum lo somus. Their corpses, their dead corpses that are decayed, that decay will never stop. Lo somos over here doesn't mean it won't die. It means that it won't stop. The isham and the fires, meaning the fires of Gehenna, lo sichbet, will never be put out. But you, they will own the chobasor, and they will be a terrible example for all flesh. It will be something that's abhorrent. Everybody will see this, and they'll be disgusted by it. So, the Gemara says, Gehenim kola, v'heinenu kolim. And eventually, Gehenim will stop. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that at some point in time, Reish Lakish says that Gehenim will end, and all the Rishayim will be judged just with the sun coming out of its container. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Chama Minartika, and it will burn all the Rishayim, and the Tzaddikim will enjoy the pleasure of the sun. So the same sun that will be both a damager to the Rishayim will be a wonderful pleasure for the Tzaddikim. This is the idea of that the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that punishes, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that rewards. In any event, this Gehenim is going to stop at some point, the Haim Einon Kolim, but their punishment will not end. And this is also based upon the Pasuk from Tehillim, Shenemar, Vitzurom Levalos Sha'ol. Now, we don't read the words Mizvul Lo because we'll read that in a moment, so that's why it's in parentheses over here. It is the end of the Pasuk, but we're not yet up to darshaning that. So we just darshan the words Vitzurom Levalos Sha'ol, and their form, in other words, their bodies and their neshamas, will, Levalos Sha'ol, will last longer. They won't be worn out when the Sha'ol is worn out. When Sha'ol is gone, when Sha'ol means Gehenim, is gone, their bodies still will be punished. Their neshamas will still be punished. And Why? Why are these people specifically punished to such a very, very large amount? Because they went against Mizvul Lo. They went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. This means, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, the end of the Pasuk that we just said, Mizvul Lo. That means the Zvul is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. The Ein Zvul Ela Beis HaMikdash. The Zvul means the Beis HaMikdash. And Emar, another pasuk that says, Bano Vanisi Beis Zvul Loch. Shlomo Melech says that we are building a house for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Valeim Omer Chana, and about such people, Chana said as well, Hashem, God, Yechatu Merivav. May you go and eradicate, get rid of those that have been fighting with you, that have been Merivim with you. This is a very deep Gemara. Again, we just scratched the surface over here, and we'll go weiter. Gemara continues. Am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ovin ufneim domim l'shulei kedera. Now, it's not clear who this statement is. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ovin is going on. The simple reading would be it's continuing to discuss the people that we just mentioned that are going to be destroyed forever and burned forever. However, many suggest that this goes back on the Gemara from yesterday, where it was talking about the Beinonim. So we'll understand it that way as well. So Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ovin, Ufneim Domim L'Shulei Kedera, those people that are the Beinonim, so they're going to be judged, and they're going to have to go to Gehenna for some period of time, and their faces are going to come in blackened, L'Shulei Kedera, like the bottom of a pot. And that's because they're a little stay in Gehenna, the Beinonim that have to go to Gehenna for some short period of time, and then they're cleansed and will come up, so it will leave a mark on them. The fact that they were in Gehenna will always be present, will be evident, though faces will show that mark of being in Gehenna. Now, the next statement, there are two ways to learn this as well. V'amar Rava. Rava says, the Girsa that we have is V'inhu Mishapire Shapire B'nei Mechuza. Rava was the Rav in Mechuza. Mechuza was a well-off area. And he says the most nice people, Mishapire Shapire of Mechuza, are going to fall into this category. U'mekaryon B'nei Gehenna. And they will be called the children of Gehenna, because they're going to spend some time in Gehenna before they can go to the Olam HaEmes. That's the girsa that we have. Others have the girsa over here that it says, V'inhu Shapire Mishapire B'nei Mechuza. It's these people that were having their faces blackened somewhat by being in Gehenna. Nevertheless, they will be even more nice than even the greatest people of Mechuza. In other words, this being in Gehenna will purify them, and they'll be better off after that. Now we go back and discuss a statement that we had made at the end of yesterday's share, and we'll investigate and evaluate a little bit more. So in yesterday's share, we said, Amar Mar, Meisil Omrim, the Rav Chesed. It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is a Rav Chesed. And we explained that that meant Mate Klape Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to judge these Beinonim in the best possible way. So he will basically tilt the scales in their favor. He will do an act of Chesed toward these Beinonim. Aydinger says, Foxiv, they see es hashlishish ba'esh. This third group, we said the shlishish was representing this third group of Beinonim, they're going to have sins, they're going to have to be purified in Gehenna. So how can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lean chesed towards them, he'll tilt them away from Gehenna? It says they have to go to Gehenna. So Gemara says, no, that pasuk that says that they have to go to Gehenna, hosim b'poshi so begufim. That was a reference to the people that sinned with their bodies, the Jewish people that sinned with their bodies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, really? Poshi Yisrael begufan? For Amrislay, les lutakanto. No, we just put them into the group that said there is no takana for them. That those people, they're going to spend 12 months in Gehenna and they're going to be destroyed totally. Their bodies are going to be burnt, their souls are going to be burnt, and there'll be nothing left to them. So how can you tell me that there will be the shlishis, that third group, that will be going down to Gehenna for a little bit of time and then come out? So Gemara says, no, there are different groups of Rishayim that we're going to have to deal with. And now we'll explain and state where each group of Rishayim will go. So Gemara says, when we said, ki les lehu takana, that about which we said, there is no takana for them, they're going to burn for 12 months and then be destroyed, that's berov avonos. That's when a person has more sins than they have on zuchusin. And included in those sins are the fact that they are posha Yisrael. However, the group that will go down to Gehenna and be cleansed, Hocha Mechze Avonos U'Mechze Zechuyos. They're half and half. And they do have the sin, V'is Behu Nami Avon, the Posha Yisrael Begufan. But included in their half sins, they're also Posha Yisrael. So they will need to be punished, but since they have half Zechusim, they're going to come out after their stay in Gehenna. Because they require a certain stay in Gehenna. Lo Sagile, it won't be good for them. The lav, they vase as a shlishis base. If they don't go into that fire of Gehenna, because they do have the sin of Posha Yisrael Begufan that has to be cleansed. But if they're sinners, half and half, but they don't have the sin of Poshe Yisrael Begufan, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about that group, Beis Hillel says, V'Rav Chesed means Mate Kelapi Chesed, and therefore he will go and make sure that they don't have to go into Gehenna even. So again, there's three categories of people. You have the people that have majority of sins included amongst them, Poshe Yisrael, they're goners. That's it. Now, even after 12 months, they're not coming out. Then you have the people that are Benonim, that are half and half with the sin of Poshe Yisrael Begufan, so they could be able to go down to Gehenna and be cleansed. And then there's the group of Benonim that are half and half, but don't have the sin of Poshe Yisrael Begufan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save them. Then we said in the Braisa, at the end of the Braisa, V'aleim amar David, about such people, David said, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. What does that mean? So Dorash Rava, Rava said, Ma'idich said, what does it mean? Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. Amro kinesis Yisrael v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Emasa ani ahuva lefnecha. When am I most loved by you? Bizman shato shomea kol tachnu noi. When I'm davening to you, when I'm asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to forgive me, at that moment in time, that's when you are a hafti ki yishma Hashem. That's when you love us the most. Then it says at the end of the pasuk, Dalosi, I'm very, very poor, Eli Yoshia, and yet you saved me. That means afal pi shadalani min mitzvos. Even though I'm a benoni, even though I'm a person that doesn't have as many mitzvos as I should have, nevertheless, li noah lohoshia, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us. Gemara continues and says, Poshi Yisrael Begufan Ma'inihu. I explained this before. Now here's where I got it from. Gemara says, what does it mean, Poshi Yisrael Begufan? So I'm a Rav. Rav tells us it means Karkafta. Karkafta is a skull, a head, the low monach tefillin, that doesn't wear tefillin. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion about what does this mean. If a person doesn't wear tefillin once in his lifetime, he went on an airplane, they lost his luggage. Always carry your tefillin with you. They're great tzaddikim that would never travel without their tefillin, even if they were traveling to another city and expecting to come back that day. They took their tefillin with them. You don't go anywhere without your tefillin. In any event, does this mean if a person one day in his entire life, he was a teenager and he didn't put on tefillin one day, does that mean that's it? He's going to be called Poshi Yisrael Begufan? So most suggest that it means that if a person does this on a regular basis, if a person chooses not to wear tefillin, so that's when this term of Poshi Yisrael Begufan applies. Now, it's wrong to not wear tefillin even one day, but that doesn't categorize a person as being a Poshi Yisrael Begufan. So Omar Rav, it means somebody that doesn't wear tefillin on a regular basis. What does it mean, Poshi Yisrael Begufan? What sin are we referring to when it refers to the goyim that are Poshi Begufan? So Omar Rav says this means Baveira. Stam Aveira almost always means sexual immorality. The goyim that are rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing all sorts of immoralities. As an aside, Rachmana Litzlan, if a Yid does this, he's also called a Poshe Yisrael Begufan. He's also, with his body, committing horrible, horrible acts of merida against that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, since that applies both to the Goyim and to the Yid, and so he calls it Poshe Umosa Olam Begufan. But it applies Nevach to a Yid as well if he does this. But the Tefillin obviously only applies to a Yid, so therefore it's Poshe Yisrael Begufan, it refers to the Tefillin. Then we explained in the Braisa, Vishinosnu Chitosom Be'eretz Chayim. We said that there's this group of people that put excessive fear on the nation. What exactly does that refer to? So I brought this down before. This well, the Gemara Omer Chista, Zeh Parnis, this is a leader of the Tzibur, Hamatal Ema Yisera, puts unnecessary, excessive fear Al Hatzibur, on the congregation, Shalol L'Shem Shemayim. Now, if he does this L'Shem Shemayim, that's acceptable. The leader of the Tzibur is not supposed to be everybody's best friend. The Rav of the Tzibur, the person who's in charge of the Tzibur, has to sometimes be harsh with people, has to sometimes give tochacha, has to give reproof to people. So if he's doing it l'shem shamayim, everybody's talking in shul, he gets up there and gives a fiery speech about how important it is not to talk to him in Chazaras Hashatz. So he puts the fear of going to them and says, if you don't wear tefillin, you're going to be a Poshe Yisrael Begufan, you're going to go to Gehenna and never come out. So he has to put the fear of God in people, so that's l'shem shamayim, that's allowed. But if he doesn't do it l'shem shamayim, he does it for ulterior motives. So then such a person will be tremendously punished as well. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Parnis HaMatalim Yisera Al Tzibur, Yehuda Amar Rav says about such a person, this leader of the Tzibur, who puts on excessive, unnecessary fear on the Tzibur, Matal Ema Yisera Al Tzibur, Shalol L'Shem Shemayim, when he doesn't do Shem Shemayim, he will unfortunately cut himself off in a row of Ben Tam Chacham. He won't have children that will be Tamid Chacham. And this is based upon the Pasuk in Iyov, where it says, Shenemar, Lochein, Yiriyu Anoshim. People will be afraid of him, but lo yira kol chachmi lev, but he himself will not see generations of chachamim coming after him. Then we go back and we darsh and we said, Beis Hillel Omrim v'Rav Chesed Mata Klabi Chesed. We again go and discuss that idea that Beis Hillel says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu slants the justice towards the person. He tilts the justice towards the person. How exactly does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? So imagine that we're on a balance scale. All your zuchusim are on one side, and all your demerits, your acts of evil, are on the other side. So there's two ways you can go and tilt the balance scale. So you can press down on the good side, or you can lift up the bad side. And that will be the two opinions that we bring down over here. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Kovsho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presses down on the side of the Zechusim, so now in the balance scale, that side is heavier. And this is based upon the Pasuk in Micha, where it says, Shenemar, Yoshuv, Yirachameinu, Yechbosh, Avonoseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us mercy, and he will do so by pressing down, Yechbosh Avoseinu. So when he presses down on the side of the Zechusim, the side of the demerits rises up, and therefore the balance scale is weighed down on the side of the Zechusim. That's one way to change the balance scale in our favor. Rav Yosef Rechanin Amar, alternatively, no say. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift us up. It says there in Micha as well, Shenemar no say Ovon, the over our Pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift up our sins, in other words, he'll raise that size of the balance scale and the overall passion. As a result, our sins will be lighter, they'll be on the higher side of the balance scale, meaning that the Zechusim have weighed it down. So there's two ways to go and do this. Talking about Rishmal, they learned in the Beis Medrash of Rishmal, a third answer, Mavir Rishon Rishon. Every sin that goes into the balance scale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it out. So one at a time, he takes them out. And that's how the balance scale will be lighter on the side of the sins. V'chein hi hamida. And this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tilt the chesed towards Klal Yisrael. Mata klapi chesed. Where it says, Amar Rava, v'avon atzmo einu nimchak. In this situation, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes, Mavir Rishon Rishon, he removes our sins one at a time, they're not totally removed. The Ikar Ruba Avonos Machshav Adayu. At the end of the day, if there is a majority, this was only for the Beinonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mata Klapi Chesed, as we said. If you're 50-50, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish you if you don't have the sins of Poshi Yisrael B'Gufan amongst those sins, and he'll take you away from Gehenna. You won't have to go to Gehenna. However, if at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away each sin, so then a person could have the majority of sins, but they're all taken away, so you think he gets away with it? No. The answer is, while they're taken out, so therefore that side of the balance scale is going to be lighter. At the end of the day, if there would have been, if you put all of those sins there, weighing the balance scale down, it wouldn't have been Beinoni, it wouldn't have been 50-50, it would have been Rov B'Shayim, so then those sins are all put back. So they're not erased. Avon Atzmo Nimchak, it's held in abeyance to see how many sins there are. And as long as you're in the 50-50 or better group, so then those sins will be Mavir Rishon Rishon, they'll be taken out, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mata Klapi Chesed. So these are the three ways, actually, that we have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mata Klapi Chesed. Now we have, the gears that we have is Rav Omar, but since it's really a continuation of the discussion, it should be Omar Rava, and therefore we read it as Omar Rava, Kol HaMavir Midosav, if somebody is constantly reviewing his midos. In other words, he is willing to say, you insulted me, but I'm not going to fight back. You did something to me, but I'm not going to go and fight back. You embarrassed me, I'm not going to go try to embarrass you. Somebody's Mavir Midosav, he's constantly reviewing his midos, and forgiving, he's willing to go and say, I forgive you. So therefore, such a person, Mavir and Lo, I'll call Pasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you in the same way. The principle of Mida Keneged Mida, if you are very nice to other people and you are forgiving to other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be forgiving to you. Shenemar, Nosi Avon, Beover Pesha. This pasuk we just brought down for Micha, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift up our sins and he will pass over our Peshayim. So what does that mean? Lemi Nosi Avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Nosi Avon for the person that's over Al Pesha. For somebody that themselves, Lemi Nosi Avon, Lemisha over Al Pesha. He himself is willing to look the other way. When somebody hurt him, so he looks the other way. So when you hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yocho, you will also have HaKadosh Baruch Hu look the other way. The famous Vart that says that a person went up to Shemayim at the end of his life and he was being judged, and they brought out sin after sin after sin after sin. And the Satan is really happy. He seems to have an airtight case. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm dismissing it. Get out of here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Satan, I don't accept any of your testimony. This person in his lifetime never accepted Lashon Hara, so I'm not accepting your Lashon Hara about this person. So again, B'mida Shata Modet, Modet No So. Kol HaMavir Midosav, Mavir Lo HaKol Peshav. This is an overriding principle, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Rav Huna braid the Rabbi Yoshua Cholash. One time, Rav Huna, who was the son of Rabbi Yeshua, became sick. So all Rav Papa l'shayulbe. Rav Papa went to do the mitzvah bikurchol, went to see how he's doing. Right, the mitzvah of bikurchol means to investigate, to see. So he went to ask, what's doing? Can I help you in any way, etc. However, Rav Papa saw that he was deathly ill. Chazya d'cholish le'oma. He saw that he had essentially an illness that he thought he would die from. So Amalahu, so Rav Papa told the local Chevra Kedisha, Tzevisu le zavdosa, go and pack for him food for the journey. Tzeda laderech. As Rashi says, Hechinu lo tzeda laderech, go and bring him food for the road. In other words, Mayit tzedas hanesim tachrichim. What food does a dead person need? It means go and prepare the tachrichim, prepare the burial shrouds for him. Nebuch, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, is not going to survive this illness. But Baruch Hashem, he did. L'sof itbach. He did, in fact, survive. And have a mirsav Rav Papa, l'merse. Rav Papa was very embarrassed to go and see him. He had announced to everybody that he was going to die. Apparently, Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, heard about this, and therefore Rav Papa was embarrassed. So Amulei, my chazis. So they went to ask Rav Huna, Nu, what did you see when you were in this deathly ill state? Hechlish le alma. What did you exactly happen to you when you were in this state? So he said to them, Omar, now it's not Omar Le, because he wasn't just speaking to Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, wasn't just speaking to Rav Papa, he was speaking to everybody. So it's really Omar Lehu. That should be the correct Girsa. So he told all of them, in Achanami. Rav Papa was right. I was on death's door. But Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ho will sins v'lo mokim b'mile, since he was maver amidosav, he was always very kind to other people that hurt him, lo tokumu b'day. So we're not going to take him at this point in time. We're going to be lenient with him. Based upon this pasuk from Michal, Shnemar, no siyavon v'over al pesha, because he was one who looked the other way. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to look the other way, kaviyachol. He treats us the way we treat other people. Now, it doesn't mean that you can sin all you want, and if you're nice to other people, nothing will happen to you. Again, this is a concept, a principle, that if you are nice to other people and you treat other people in a proper way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be willing to treat you also in the best possible way. Now, we darshan the pasuk. We just repeat it again. Lemino seyavon over a pesha. That's the end of the pasuk that we said before. We darshan it again now. The one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift up the skins on the sins on the balance scale and make it lighter. That's the one who himself acts that way towards other people. Now, the pasuk continues. The beginning of the pasuk was Mikel Kamocha nosi avo ve'avah pesha. This pasuk for Micha, and at the end it says L'sheiris Nachloso. What does the end of this pasuk mean? L'sheiris nachloso. So the Gemara darshins, Amar bi'acha bar chanina. You know what this means? Alya v'kotzba. Now alya is a very, very juicy piece of meat, the tail of the sheep. So it has, it's very schmaltzy, it's very tasty, but v'kotzba. But in this situation, it has some sort of a thorn inside of it. In other words, it's not something that you can just simply eat and enjoy. L'sheiris nachloso, this concept of the nosi of over pesha won't apply to everybody. Not everybody will be able to enjoy it. The kotzba, it means nachloso, l'sheiris nachloso, v'lo l'kol nachloso. It's only for the sheiris, only for a percentage, a remnant of Klal Yisrael that this will apply to, but not to all of Klal Yisrael. And we turn to Yudzayinu Abeis, who is this remnant? L'misha meisim atzmo kishirayim. If somebody makes himself into a gornisht, if somebody makes himself
into something that's like a leftover. In other words, if you don't hold yourself up to be, look who I am, but you make yourself into a smaller person, as if you're a nothing, you're a leftover, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat you in this proper way. Gemara continues and says, Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asked the following shaila. It says in one pasuk, Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rochav, right? This is from Ashrei. So it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a tzadik in every one of his ways. Uksiv v'chosid b'chol ma'asav. And at the same time, he's called the chosid. So which one is it? Tzadik, Rashi says, is mishpat emes, and chosid is nichnas l'fnim min hashura. So one is strict judgment, Rashi says, mishpat emes, and the other one is, again, l'fnim hashura sadin, that you're getting the benefit of the doubt when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating you with chesed. So these two psukim seem to be in contrast, right? Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rochav b'chosid b'chol ma'asav. The ratio of the pasuk seems to contradict the same for the pasuk. So that's what Rav Huna asks. So he explains, b'tchila tzadik. At the beginning, when a person is being judged, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off with the attribute of strict justice. However, b'sof, when he sees that the world can't exist, this person won't be able to be judged on strict justice, and then the b'sof chosid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more generous in dealing with this person. Similarly, Rabbi Elazar Rami, Rabbi Elazar asked a similar contradiction between the two psukim. It says, "Ksiv ulucho Hashem chased," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu to you is all chased, and that it says in the pasuk, "Ksiv ki atot sesalim tishalim liish kimaaseyu," that you are going to give each person exactly what they deserve. So again, chased din, which one is it? So Gomer says, "Betchilo ki atot sesalim kimaaseyu." At the beginning, Hakadosh Baruch Hu starts off with the strict attribute of justice. However, ulubesof ulucho Hashem chased. At the end, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, says the world can't be miskayim b'din. It's what actually says, "Kishirosh ein olam miskayim b'din." It's too harsh for the individual. Not that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know this beforehand. It's just an expression that we use. So at the beginning, Hashem starts off with the midah of din. They're a rare tzaddikim that can withstand such judgment. However, since the majority of people can't, Hakadosh Baruch Hu switches. That's what we say. I've mentioned this many times. That's what we say in the Musaf Kedusha. We say, Mimkomcha Malkeinu Sofia. We ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu to get up from his seat of justice and to go over to his seat of rachamim. Okay, so this similar idea, Rav Huna and Rabbi Elazar. Again, another similar idea is brought down by either Ilfai, V'amrilo Ilfa. The name of this Amora was either Ilfai or Ilfa. And Rabbi, he also said the psukim seem to contradict each other. Ksiv Rav Chesed in one place, Ksiv Emes. So how can Hakadosh Baruch Hu be both Chesed and Emes? So again, the answer is B'tchilo V'Emes. He starts off with Din Emes, Ulbasol V'Rav Chesed. And afterwards, he treats us with a more benign and generous approach. Okay. Now we go, Vayitim we darshin, Vayavor Hashem al panov, Vayikra, right? These are words that resound during the Yomim Noroyim. And it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went before Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said as follows, Yudgim Umidos. So I'm Rav Yochanan, Yomole Mikra Kosov, Yev Shal Omrim. If it wasn't for the fact that the Pasuk said so, we wouldn't be able to say this on our own. But we have the Pasuk, so we can say it. Melamed, it teaches us, Shinisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur. It's as if, again, the Rambam, one of the Shlosh Sway Ikarim, is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf, ain't no guf. So therefore, it's incorrect to understand this in the literal sense, but it's to be understood in a figurative sense, in an anthropomorphic understanding, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel wraps himself in a talis like a shliach tzibur, like he was the chasen, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, v'herolo l'Moshe, say the tefillah. He taught him the Yud Gimel Midos. He taught him how to say Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun, and he said, Amalo, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, kol zman she'yisrael chotin, yasu l'fon ha'kaseh d'razeh, v'nimoch l'hem. When Klal Yisrael is nebuch sinning, so when you go and proclaim Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun in front of me, and you do sincere tshuva, I will forgive you. Now we start to darshan a little bit. What does it mean, Hashem, Hashem, in the Yud Gimel Midos? So it means, Ani hu kodem shiach to Adam, v'ani hu li'ach shiach to Adam, v'yaseh tshuva. I will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who will judge you before you sin, but when you do tshuva, so then I will also be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who will judge you after you do tshuva. Kel Rachum V'Chanun, it continues in the Yud Gimel Midos, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a God who is a Rachum V'Chanun, what does this mean? Or Yehuda, Beris Krus L'Shloshes V'Midos, She'enon Chozros Reikom. This is a guarantee that when we say this sincerely, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, that we won't go away empty-handed. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hinei Onochi Koreis Bris. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will do this Bris with you, and I will teach you, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, to teach Chai Yisrael to say the Yud Gimel Midos, and when you say them sincerely, you will be forgiven. Amar Yochanan, Yochanan says, Gidola Tshuva, how great is Tshuva? What is it capable of doing? Shemikras Gizar Dino Shel Adam. A person doing Tshuva can rip up a decree by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is not a favorable decree. And this is based upon the Pasuk, Shenemar. Now this Pasuk is from Yeshaya, and it says as follows, Hashmein Leva Om Hazeh. People were unfortunately getting fat, right? We're getting arrogant. This nation, Hamazeh, Oznov Hachbeit, and its ears are heavy, listening to all sorts of bad things. Beinov Hosha, and the eyes of the people are also not seeing. In other words, we intentionally don't look to hear and see how much evil we're doing, because Pen Yireh Beinov will be Oznov Yishma. If we were to actually Yireh Beinov, see with our eyes, and listen with our ears, and if we weren't so arrogant in our hearts, and we would stop and think, then then we would realize our mistakes, and we would do tshuva. So the implication in this pasuk is that if you were to see with your eyes, listen with your heart, with your ears, and feel with your heart, so then you would be, in fact, doing tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amalei Rapapa Abai. Rapapa says to Abai, wait a second, Bidilma Lefnei Gzar Din. How do you know that this is Makarin Gzar Din or Shalodom? Maybe before the Gzar Din you can do tshuva, but after the Gzar Din you can't do tshuva. So Abai says, no, that's incorrect. Amalei tells Rapapa, the end of the pasuk says Verafalo. What does that mean? Verafalo Ksiv Ezu Davar Shetzarich Refuah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal you, it means that you have to be sick. Heviomer is a Gzar Din. So you're already sick because the Gzar Din was paskin against you, and yet, if you do tshuva, Bishav v'rofolo. Meisvei, we ask another shayla. It says, Hashav bein tayim, if a person does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, mochlelo, then he will be forgiven. But, lo shav bein tayim, Rachman al-San, if he doesn't do tshuva during the Esesmei tshuva, afilu hevi kol eile nevayo shev'olim, even if you bring as korbanos, all of the rams of Nevoyos, that either means the name of a place of Nevoyos, or means the rams that belong to a person named Nevoyos, even though he brings many, many korbanos, ein mochlelo, he will not be forgiven. Seeming to imply that only before the psak din, before the gzar din, are you capable of doing tshuva, but after that it's too late. So, how does Rav Yochanan tell us that you're allowed to even tshuva is makarin gzardino shel adam gdolik tshuva? So Gemara says lokasha. It depends. Ha biyochid. When we just said over here afilu hevi kol eli nevoyo shabolam ein mochlin lo. That's talking about an individual. Once an individual's gzardin has been paskin, it's too late. But that which Rav Yochanan said gzardin shel adam can go away with tshuva. That's referring to the community. Ha betzibur. So Rav Yochanan's statement is correct. It just it only applies to the community, not to an individual. More questions. This may say, really? Eini Hashem Elokecha, but the pasuk teaches us that the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are on you. Now, the end of that pasuk is Mereish Hashana Ad Achris Shana. So that means, Itim L'Tova, Itim L'Ra. Sometimes it can be good that the eyes of Hashem are upon you, and sometimes it's bad that the eyes of Hashem are upon you. Now, when is that? Itim L'Tova Ketzah, when it's good to have the eyes of Hashem upon you, HaRishah Yisrael Rishayim Gimurim B'Rosh Hashana. If we were Nebuch, not doing well at the beginning of the year, and we underwent the Gzar Din, and the Gzar Din was that you're going to have a bad year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, again, it was an agricultural society, the rains were everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is going to be a very difficult financially for everybody because there will be very little rain. However, L'sof Chazuban, if Klai Yisrael did tshuva, so then, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do to accept our tshuva? L'hosif aleihem, to make more rain, he can't. He have shoshek var nigzira gezera, because he paskin on Rosh Hashanah, that this is the amount of rain for the year. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? El HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridam bismana. So let's say there's going to be a certain amount of rain, but if that rain comes at inopportune times, it's wasted. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzim it and has it comes at the exact same time, this is like, imagine the drip irrigation that they do in Eretz Yisrael. So they have a drop going in the Negev to the root of this plant. They don't go and irrigate the entire area and waste a lot of the water. They have very limited precious water, so they do drip irrigation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a minimum amount of rain, but it's going to come at the opportune time in the right exact place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu morid mismanon, it will come at the right time, ala oritz tatzrich land, into the exact dirt that needs that rain. HaKol fi oritz, every land is different. So therefore, even though there's only a psak din of a small amount of rain, but if the people do tshuva, Hashem will make it that rain will really count. When are the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us that are for evil? Itim l'ra, ketzat, how is that going to happen? It's going to be bad for us. So let's say, Harishi Yisrael, Shahayu Yisrael, Tzadikim, Gemurim, Rosh Hashanah. We were righteous at the beginning of the year, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin, it should be a good year for us. There'll be lots of rain. Nebuch, then, l'sof chazru behen, the people unfortunately stopped being good, and we turned back to our bad ways. So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu supposed to do? He already paskin that we have lots of rain. Liv chos mehen yevsha. So to say, kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't go against what his decree was. Shekvar nigzru gzera. He paskin that there be a lot of rain. So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He makes it rain in a terrible way. So there's a flood. So it wipes away all the crops. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu merid and shelo b'zman. He doesn't bring them in the right time or the right place. El Arishen and Tzrichlo. He brings a lot of rain at the wrong time. So it floods the land, and it doesn't actually irrigate the land, and he brings it in places. He brings it out in the desert. So it'll be unusual rainstorms in the desert, and that will use up the allotment of rain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed on Klal Yisrael. So Gemara asks, why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu overturn his gezeira? Lutova, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good for us, so mia likari l'gzar dinayu. If Rav Yochanan is right, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu go and change the gzar din? Velosivlu, and add additional rain. So Gemara says, no, shiny hustle, Dev Shabbachi, because he didn't have to go change around the psak din, since the same psak din of a limited amount of rain, if it comes at the right time in the right place, can still be a bracha for them, so therefore he doesn't have to change around the psak din. Again, we question Rav Yochanan. Toshma, the following braisa says, Yor de hayom ba'anios osei melocha b'mayim, those that are sailors that go down to the ocean in their ships, and they do work in the water, osim locha b'mayim rabim, in the great oceans, hema ro masi Hashem v'gomer, they see the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk continues, vayomer vayamid ruah sara v'torah me'alov, he saw the storms and the waves, yachogu v'yanu kashikor v'gomer, it's making the ship go and toss and turn like it's drunk. By Yitzakul Hashem Metzalim ago, man, the people cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us from these storms. And then again, the Gomer over here is critical. And it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. And he made the storm go away, and he gave them the ability to go to where they were going. And then the Kal Yisrael, Yodu Hashem Chasav ago, man, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you look in this Sefer Tehillim, where these psukim are from, also Lehem Simonios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an upside down nun in certain places over here in between these psukim. And this serves as ka'akin v'rakin shebe Torah. This is like when you have the word ach or rak in the Torah, which means lo malacha. Tzaku kodem gzadin nanin. Tzaku liach gzadin einu nanin. This is to show us that this tshuva only works before the gzadin was paskin. But after the gzadin is paskin, it won't work. Kashon Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says, same answer we gave before. The people on these boats, they would only be answered before the Gzar Din because they're individuals. They're not a community. They may be all traveling together, but they're not all one of the same mind. So therefore, they're considered like Yechidim. And for Yechidim, once the Psak Din is codified, so then they're in trouble. But before the Psak Din, there's always an opportunity to do tshuva. Tashma, Shala, Beluria, Hagioris is Rabbi Gamaliel. Beluria, who was a Yoris, who was a convert, she asked Rabbi Gamaliel the following Shaila. Ksiv b'sar eslem, it says in the Torah, Asher lo yisof onim HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take bribes. But then it says, Uksiv, yisof Hashem panov elecha. Hashem does take bribes. So how could this possibly be? So the Gemara in Brachos answers this in a way that's totally different than our Gemara. The Gemara there says that how could HaKadosh Baruch say, how can I not accept bribes from Klal Yisrael? There's a chiv to make a bracha of Yochath B'Savot V'Rachta only after you have Kedei Sviya, you have to bench, you have to Kedei Sviya, yet Klai Yisrael makes Bracha Achrona, they bench, even if they just had a Kezayis or a Kebetza, opinions of Rav Meir and Yehuda. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, since they go and go Lifnei Meshur Sedin, so I go also Lifnei Meshur Sedin. But here the Gemara says a different answer. And instead of Rav Gamaliel answering, Nitzva Lo Rav Yossi HaKohen, Rav Yossi HaKohen was the one that gave the answer to her, and he said to her, Amalah, Emshal HaMashal L'mad Dovah Domer. I'll give you the following mashal, I'll give you the following example to what this is comparable to. La'odam shenoshe b'chaveru money. If somebody owes somebody else money and he wants to collect his money, the kavol owes man b'fnei melech, and he said, I will repay you, and he said this in front of the king. B'nishlo b'chayim melech, and he swears by the life of the king. He is man v'lo piro. Now the time comes for him to pay back, and he doesn't pay back. So bo l'fayis semelech, he wants to make the king happy because he swore in the name of the king in front of the king, and now he's not doing what he said he would do. Bamalo El Boni Mochu Lucha. So he goes to the king, and the king forgives him. So the king says, okay, fine, I forgive you. However, but go pay back the guy the loan. So Hochanami, this is the same thing over here. He says, this is the marshal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's not going to be Yisof on him, that's if you don't do Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be nice to you. But if you're nice Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Yisof Hashem Ponov Eilech. Hashem will give you extra favor. Now, then along comes Achah Bar Rabbi Akiva V'Limid. Rabbi Akiva came along and he dashed in the following. And we turn to Yud Ches Amud Aleph. You can answer this. Kan Kodim Gzar Din, Kan Liach Gzar Din. Before the Gzar Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show favor. But after the Gzar Din, that's it. No more favor. So Hochanami B'Yochid. And here too, we could say that this is dealing over here with the Yochid. So therefore, with the Yochid, there is a limitation, if you wish, on the Gzar Din. Once the Gzar Din is passing, the Yochid can't get away with it. But for the Tzibur, there always is room, opportunity for doing tshuva. With this, we conclude today's shiur.